So this is just a quick guided visualization to help us conceptualize the alignment between beliefs and desires. So go ahead and close your eyes whenever you're ready. Once your eyes are closed, let's go ahead and take a couple of deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. So this is just a quick, kind of playful visualization to give us an image for how this dynamic can work. So just hold it loosely. But let's relax our shoulders. Let our bodies just completely relax and let down. Let the mind hang loose and release and expand and just let everything completely relax. And all I want us to visualize here is that your desires are behind you and your limiting beliefs are in front of you. And the reason why I find this visualization helpful is because I want to give you an image of two opposing forces and how powerful it can be when those forces align with one another. So just continuing to breathe. I want you to imagine that your desires are behind you and they're pushing you. They're moving you, propelling you forward, moving you out into the world to get those desires satisfied. While your limiting beliefs are in front of you, I want you to envision two things about these limiting beliefs. First of all, I want you to envision a bright light that's shining back at you from these limiting beliefs. So you can imagine that it's a bright star. Whatever you want. But just imagine that there is a powerful, bright light coming from those beliefs straight into your eyes. And it is completely defining the way that you see the world around you. Even when you close your eyes, the light is still just pounding through your eyelids. There's nowhere you can go, nothing you can do, or even think. Without this light being with you, this powerful light. And because this light is shining into your eyes, you're having to look at everything and think about everything with this light in your eyes. So you're seeing everything in this very particular way that is being defined by this light. And I want you to imagine that this is creating an actual force on you. Obviously, that's not the way light works, but for the sake of this visualization, I want you to just imagine that those beams of light coming back at you from these beliefs that are in front are like arrows, almost like a really strong wind that's blowing straight at you and kind of pushing you backward a little bit, sort of just pushing you back off your feet. But at the same time, you still have these desires behind you that are pushing you forward. So, what's going to happen when you have one powerful force that's pushing you forward and another powerful force that's pushing you back? Not much. Both of these forces are exerting a ton of energy to move you. The limiting beliefs want to push you backward, the desires want to push you forward. And so, where do you end up? You end up stuck in the middle. It feels like you're not moving at all. And it can feel like you're trying really hard and nothing is happening, or very little forward movement is happening. And the reason is that these limiting beliefs and the light that they're shining through which you're seeing and interacting with your entire world. These are limiting your forward movement. They're limiting you from being able to actually achieve or reach your desires. So you've got two powerful forces essentially canceling one another out, and you're stuck in the middle. Now, let's imagine that you are able to get all of these limiting beliefs flipped around into empowering beliefs that supported your core desires. Beliefs that actually enhanced and supported the achievement, the attainment, the pursuit of these core desires. When that happens, the light of the beliefs is still shining back at you, still shaping how you see your world and your reality. But now, instead of that light being accompanied by these arrows of force and momentum pushing back on you, now the wind is going the other way. The arrows have changed direction. And another way to say it is, as these beliefs turn around, it's like you have a tether to these beliefs, and now they're pulling you. So you've got your desires that are pushing you, driving you forward from behind, and you've got these beliefs now that are pulling you forward from in front. And the power of those two forces gets multiplied when they're reinforcing one another. So instead of this stalemate where nothing is happening, despite the enormous amount of energy being exerted from both forces, now those two forces of desire and belief are reinforcing one another and creating momentum, acceleration, because they're pointing in the same direction. I want us to just have fun with this. It's a playful, imperfect metaphor, but I find it to be really apt in terms of how a lot of us have felt at different points that we're just stuck. And it's like, I want all of these things so much. I don't understand why I just don't seem to make progress. Well, there can be many reasons for that, but a good place to look that a lot of people don't look is the limiting beliefs that are running in opposition to your core desires. And just imagine if you can relate to this, and imagine that feeling that most of us have had at some time, of feeling a bit stuck or a bit stymied or held back, and imagine that flipping around and going the other direction. And this incredible power being suddenly unlocked within our lives, where all of the forces that are moving us are going the same way, and we're being carried forward almost like on a river of momentum, because what we believe and what we desire are lined up. They are in alignment. Your beliefs are going to be your guiding light either way. There is no getting away from the fact that your beliefs will absolutely define how you see your reality. That is the fact, which is why it's so important to uncover which of our beliefs are holding us back. It's why it's so important to really understand the landscape of what our beliefs truly are and be honest with ourselves about that. And as importantly, to understand how to shift limiting beliefs into empowering ones. And this is the process that we're going through. Because when you can do that, when you can start to turn those arrows pushing back at you into arrows going the other direction, in the same direction as that propelling force of your desires, once you know how to do that, everything can begin to change. And everything that had been working at cross purposes or feeling stuck or feeling like it's just nothing's working out, all of a sudden, you find that everything is working together beautifully. This is how powerful limiting beliefs are. I really want to underscore that. And this is why it's such important work to identify them and understand how to begin flipping them around. And this is just one part of a much larger process of reprogramming larger belief systems that we're going to be looking at in further installments of this course. But for now, just want to leave you with this image of two opposing forces that suddenly start pointing in the same direction. And what would that do for your life? Take as long as you want with this and go ahead and open your eyes whenever you're ready. We can move on to the next step.